Yeah, it felt great. Obviously, 4-4 is a big game for us. We said the other night it was a big game in the derby, and yeah, now to be 5-4 is in a pretty good position. So obviously we lose Akil and Majee, which would be two big outs for us, but I think we're well placed. I think probably third or fourth now. So yeah, hopefully we can keep the momentum going.
Personally, obviously you haven't really got a start in the last few games. Nice to get a few runs.
Yeah, absolutely. What was it? 2 ducks, 6 and a duck. So yeah, I must admit, like I was saying to Sticks before, like I feel like I've been batting reasonably well all year, right from the start of the Shield season and stuff, and even in the nets, I just a couple of times tried to hit one of my first or second balls to six, which is a bit silly. I didn't, but it was never that I felt like I was actually batting. I actually felt like I was batting pretty well the whole time. So yeah, just gave myself a few extra balls tonight, and yeah, maybe should do that more often.
So talk a little bit about how, you know, you're just finding different ways to get out or in the field. Just did get to a stage where you thought perhaps it just wasn't going to happen and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. I think any athlete or sportsman, when they've had a few bad outs, and I think cricket especially, as a batter, like it can just, too, I mean, that one off Nessa, just a hard, what I thought was a hard ball, I thought I had four and then you're out. Yeah, it can get you a little bit mentally when you keep missing out, but yeah, all you can do is keep training hard and hopefully, yeah, the results can come. So it was nice to get a few tonight.
How did it feel the standing ovation at the end of the innings?
Oh, I think I owe the crowd a few runs, so yeah. No, they're great. The support at Marvel that I've got since I joined the Renegades and we won it here 5 years ago has been amazing, so yeah, they've always been great.
Did it help, Martin, very progressive with his performance at the top of the order, that helped you, get into your innings?
Yeah, definitely. I think one thing as a batting group we speak about is that run rate can get from 8.5, or and then you look up, it's 8.8 and then 9.3, and then it's just like forever going up. So for Guppy to get us off to a fast start and just make sure that rate was never going to get out of hand, definitely helped us consolidate for a little bit there.
And it was a smart innings though for yourself and John. You know, you built the innings well, and then you were able to cash in at the end, on a personal note, and also John.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a stat that something like 20% of games are won in BBL or something. You have to check it when you're 4 down at the 10 over mark. So obviously when you're 3 down in the 5th or 6th over, and especially with me running out Harry, which was a terrible feeling, yeah, there's definitely responsibility on both of us. And yeah, I can no longer say I'm a kid anymore, 26, and played a few games now. So yeah, Wolsey and I had to get a partnership going, and then yeah, I don't know, it felt like I was about 5 off 20, but yeah, it's nice to get a few late.
With the run out, how do you recover from that mentally? Do you just have to move on quickly? What do you do?
Well, yeah, there's no option other to move on quickly. I felt dropping a catch and running someone out is probably the two worst feelings in cricket, really. Especially, I love batting with Harry, and yeah, Harry's just such a good person as well. So, but yeah, as hard as it is in the time, you just got to go, righto, I've stuffed up there, but I've got to make sure I get us at least to a score where we can nearly get home.
And you talked about it before. It's been a big season for you, not only, you know, cricket-wise, but personally as well. You know, with your son.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Finn's been great, and yeah, I've always been a big family man, so him coming along definitely in the start of the Shield season and throughout the BBL, even in the last week, has just been a nice little, but he doesn't care how you're going, you just get home and he either cries or laughs at you. So yeah, he's been a nice distraction and a yeah, great addition into our little family.
You spoke about the run out with Marcus, but Tom's two run outs, how crucial were they in that first innings?
Yeah, so crucial. I mean, well, 160 odd did we chase, I think.
Two, I think.
And running out Wadey and Tim David, probably their two, well, not probably, their two best batters and most crucial batters to get out. So, yeah, the underarm and then the direct hit was huge, especially I think Tim David last year destroyed us at the end of the innings. So, yeah, it's definitely nice to see the back of him.
Started the season with 3 wins, then 3 losses. Would have been a bit of a sort of deja vu from the last 3 seasons. Responded with 2 wins. You guys are definitely sort of believing now that you've got a side that can go all the way.
Yeah, definitely sticks. I mean, I think when we were 3-0, I said it before, Sakes was big on. After winning and then the 3 years we had, there was no way we could get ahead of ourselves, even at 3-0. Yeah, for our supporters, for our club and just for us as a group of players, this year was a big year for us after the way the last few seasons has gone. So yeah, we definitely didn't get ahead of ourselves, and then we to lose, I think we lost 4 on the trot, and now we've won a couple on the trot, so that can just be T20, but yeah, hopefully we can keep that rolling into Adelaide.
What chance is Sean Marsh of coming back later in the season?
If you ask Soss, he'll be playing in Adelaide next week. So no, I think the plan was always to manage him a bit. Obviously it's a shame with his hamstring, so yeah, I think hopefully back end of the tournament would be amazing for us if we could press close to the finals and get someone of his calibre back. He's probably my favourite, one of my favourite domestic players of all time, so I absolutely love playing with him. So it'd be great to get him back on the park. And yeah, for us younger boys coming through, when you're playing with the likes of someone like Sean Marsh, he does definitely lift you out in the field. So hopefully, fingers crossed, our physio Nick can get to work and yeah, we can get him back later in the tournament.
What were your thoughts on the DRS in the first?
Completely out of, I'm sure it was completely out of control. I mean, would have been nice. It looked pretty close to out, I reckon. But yeah, no one meant to do that. So yeah, who knows? Looked a good shout though.